that. Evangelists, you know, what are we doing in here? Why don't we go out? Why do we ever have church? Why do we have church in the park again? You know, like, okay, stop it. You know, all these anointings, they all create an anxiety in and of themselves amongst the community. So we are primarily focused on the relationship quality of leaders. Can you protect the relationships around you and function as a whatever? So that's always going to be a key thing. So we get, you know, somebody in here from, I graduated from whatever amazingness university, and I should be in that pulpit teaching these people. You know, like, yeah, you'll never be in that pulpit. You are got some problems. So it isn't the amazingness of your gift. It's really the capacity and the functionality of your love. That's what makes this team able to function together, really, is that we can somehow find a way to move our love ahead of our disagreement. That's what's holding it together.
I was going to say, there isn't a hierarchy of control, but there must be a hierarchy of mission. And the first, second, third, to me, is a picture of submission to the mission. And that must be in place. So you don't want to empower someone that's not going to serve the mission. Bill says in one of his books, I don't embrace your vision until I see that you've embraced mine. I think that's really a very big deal. And don't be afraid of repetition. What I think one of the things that makes this team successful is we'll often be preaching virtually the same message, but we'll be teaching it from our facet, our background, our experience. So, you know, in the past, teaching has tended to have this systematic, theological kind of an approach, whereas what we've got much more is a culture-reinforcing approach from our different facets.
You know, I would add to that, the Sunday morning message, which is primarily what people think about, isn't the systematic teaching in our environment. We have other places for that. We have those in Sunday school classes where we'll teach through things systematically and make sure everybody's on the same page theologically and experience-wise. But it's not the expectation that in the pulpit that sort of thing will happen. So there's this freedom to present the prophetic message, the thing that God's doing in the community through your particular lens or facet of your life. Other questions? Somebody else have a question? Oh, let's go. Let me go to the folks who haven't.
Hello. I think everyone, I think all of you can answer this.